Second parak of Avitzia, ninth Mishnah. Eizu Aveda, what's it considered Aveda that you have to return? Motzach Hamora Pora Roim Baderech, if you found a donkey or a cow grazing on the road, Eizu Aveda. You shouldn't say that, oh, I don't see the owner of this, he must be lost. Since it's a normal thing to let the cows loose a little bit, like today, if a person has a dog, they let them run around a little bit. You don't have to take him home and return it, because under Rabbi, leave it the way it is. If you see the donkey going around with the thing on his back or turned upside down, that already is a sign something is out of the ordinary, or you have a cow running through the vineyards, that's a sign that there's an aveda, because the master would not let it go there. If it ran away and you returned it, and then ran away again and you returned it, even four or five times, you have to return it. You can't say, well, I was already making my mitzvah. Shenema hoshev teshiv him, there's a mitzvah to give it back. And it says in a double form, which means even many times, as long, you have to make sure the owner gets it back. If it was bottom from a seller, in other words, the halacha is I'm required to be ma'achzav aveda, but not on my own loss. So I have a job, and I have to take off my job to be ma'achzav aveda. So it says like this, that you don't have to, the one who lost the aveda is not required to pay the full wages that were lost, but he pays them kapoil bottle. There's different sheets, is exactly what it means, but take one of the sheets, is that since l'maisa, I'm involved now in being ma'achzav aveda, not in my high-pressure job, I can't charge him for the loss of my high-pressure job, because I'm really having an easier time. So you deduct the difference between the two jobs. That's what you pay. Yeshon Bezdin, Matam's name Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin there and he doesn't want to lose out, he tells the Bezdin, look, I don't want to take off my job today, I don't want to lose out my money. And therefore, if Bezdin feels that it's worthwhile for the other person, let's say this person has his wages for the day, it's 100 shekel, and the item that was found was 10,000 shekel, so Bezdin will make a condition that he gets his full wages. This way he'll be happy to do it, and the other person will get his wages. In ancient Bezdin, it's maybe Yafna, but if there's no Bezdin there, and he will have to lose out from his halacha, then he's not required to lose out that money, and the male is Shalok Koidim, he's entitled to continue doing his work and not be Matzah Veda, because his own loss comes before his friend's loss. Somebody asked me that comment.